is David Reske, CEO of NowSpeed Marketing, and welcome to this edition of In the Now, where we focus on uncovering the myths and misunderstandings of marketing and leadership with some of the world's most interesting people. And my guest today is Christine Perquette. Christine is an entrepreneur and a PR expert. She started three businesses so far, I should say, right, Christine? And she's led a good-sized PR firm and is also a fractional CMO. Christine, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. I'm happy to be here.
So you've worked in PR, a retail business owner, coach. What's your favorite these days? All those different things you've done.
That is a good question. I mean, there's great things to each of them. The software business was fun, a little bit more intense in a different way, I guess. I love marketing. I really am enjoying working more one-on-one with my clients as a fractional CMO, and then also just with some training and coaching for individual clients. So really enjoy that piece. It's a little bit different than working as, you know, a full agency team. So I appreciate when I get that opportunity.
That's awesome. Well, I hope some people find you through this and you get even more opportunities.
Thank you.
Yeah. So as you know, I like to start these conversations with what I call a MythBuster question. And you and I were talking about PR and branding and personal branding. And the question I want to talk about is that about personal branding. And some people feel that personal branding is just vanity. You know, we all see this stuff going on Instagram and Facebook and LinkedIn and people that are throwing all this stuff out there. So the myth I want to explore is that personal branding is just branded vanity. And it's really just not that important to build your career. How do you feel about that?
I think that it can vary depending on the generation that you're speaking to. And at the end of the day, it all comes down to personal branding, whether they realize it or not. first impressions are generally, and especially after COVID, post-COVID, through the internet. So whether it's LinkedIn or Google search results or social media channels, that's very often the first thing that someone is learning about you, or the second if you send in a resume. They're often jumping on to see what your presence is like, and that is your personal brand, whether you intended it to be or not.
So you're making an impression out there one way or another through your social media. And you know, what does it say about someone these days, especially if they're in marketing or they're in a career, if they don't have any presence on social media?
Oh, that's a good question. I guess I might flip and say, what does it not say about them? They're right. Not a digital marketer, that's for sure. I should have mentioned also at the beginning that I teach a graduate social media and branding course at Northeastern University. And one of the exercises I had my students do last term was to create a personal branding video. And it actually surprised me how many of them had not thought about personal brand and didn't really realize that everything they were doing on the internet would be considered their personality, their personal brand. And then when they started to understand that, they were really interested in how that applies to work and how they could demonstrate their experience. I really think it's just a curated presentation to the world. And I'm going to date myself and say the word Rolodex, but it's like a walking resume and a Rolodex in one. So the Rolodex being your network, who you're connected to, who you know, who you have relationships with. Your personal brand demonstrates all of that, as well as, you know, who you are, what your interests are, what you're experienced at, and what you're good at if you want it to. So you can showcase your talents and accomplishments. Sometimes people choose to make those more personal, like dancing on TikTok, which is absolutely 100% fine. And I think the other, ultimately point is that it's what your story is. You know, using social media to communicate your brand can tell the narrative about who you are, a little bit about what you're like to work with, what kind of personality you are, which can be really telling to an employer or a potential employer or colleagues. And it allows you to work with search engines, versus against them, to really control that narrative about who you are and what you're good at.
So it's really all about who you are and what you're good at, as you just said. It really tells your personal story and lets potential employers, colleagues really know all about you. You know, in your opinion, what do you feel is the best kind of blend between the personal side and the professional side when you're telling that story? Should I be up there talking about my hobbies and my interests and my family, or should I really keep my presence, you know, more buttoned up and professional? How do you feel about that when you're kind of building your story to the world?
That is a good question, and it's one that I have received a lot. I remember back in the early days of social media, my mother, who is now 78, so maybe she was about, I don't know, in her early 60s then, said, oh my gosh, you can't be sharing that on the internet. That's too personal. And I'm actually known to not be that personal on social media. However, it depends on how you curate things. Again, you are in control of the narrative and you have to remember that. And that is why there are certain aspects to different platforms that you can use to be more personal in one place and a little bit more professional or not so transparent in another place. And I don't want to say transparent because that makes it sound like you're hiding something, but you don't have to share everything. I don't encourage that, especially for younger generations that are just entering the workforce. I think they should curate a little bit more thoughtfully, to be honest. You know, it's a process that requires you to know exactly who you are and how much you want to share. And then you're aligning that with your goals and also why are you here? Why are you on this particular platform? That can define how personal you are on a platform or not. I have seen that change a little bit. So for example, LinkedIn used to be strictly business. It started out as that digital Rolodex. Then it grew to really a networking platform. And then with COVID, it became kind of the social selling place, which has been a little bit overwhelming to some people. But then also people started to get a little bit more personal on it. I think working from home made people feel that they could do that. So it really comes down to what you're comfortable with, what your goals are, and what you're trying to convey. So if you're trying to convey that you are, you know, a hardworking family man who really enjoys golf with his work buddies, then maybe, yeah, you take a funny video at the golf course or of your dog or something. But where are you going to post that? I don't personally think LinkedIn is the right place for that. I think an Instagram, Snapchat, TikTok, any of those would be more appropriate. But I do see people doing a lot more personal things on LinkedIn. So it's just really, you know, comes back down to what are your goals? What are your values? Do not let go of your values, no matter what you're sharing. And do they align with your audience? And then why and how is it helping you to reach your goals? That was a very long answer. Sorry.
No, that's perfect. That's really, really helpful. So I just want to dig into that a little bit further. So, you know, I can see maybe, and sometimes helpful in these situations to talk about two extremes. So you might have one person who says, look, I've got my job. I intend to stay here for 30 years. I love working for this giant company. I don't really want to advance far in my career. I love just being an individual contributor. Why do I have to do social media? Why do I have to do this? So I kind of want you to talk about that. But then there's the other extreme of the person who's super ambitious, wants to be the CEO someday. She wants to kind of get to know as many people as possible and kind of and be the leader. And she's kind of developing her career. So what is strategies for both of those people? Let's take the individual contributor. He just wants to do his thing for the next 30 years. Does he need to be on social? Does he need to be out there and develop his personal brand? Is there a role for that for him?
I think there's always a role. I think it could be of a lesser frequency and it could be all professional, but there's never going to be a harm, even as an individual contributor, in demonstrating your knowledge of what you're doing. So it could be something completely not personal, but still builds your brand of expertise and you know, what you're doing, what you're good at, and who you know. So for example, simply just sharing articles with a commentary at the beginning of why you enjoyed it or why you think it's important to your customers or why it's important to your business, or even just sharing your company's social media because you're proud to work there, even if you're an individual contributor. Those are things that are never going to hurt your career. They're only going to help your career. And again, just having the advantage of age, I guess at this point, the wisdom to realize that things change. You think you know what your life is going to look like right now, what your career path is going to be, but look at COVID. Look what happened there. it changed the trajectory for a lot of people, not just how they worked, but in what frequency they worked and in what industry they worked. So you just never know. And I think that being proud to be a part of a company, proud to be in a certain industry, proud to work with certain customers is not something you should ever be ashamed to share. And it's something that can keep you out there, keep your, you know, finger on the pulse, but not having you dive in too personally for your own comfort.
Yeah. That's really good. That's really good advice. Cause you could see some people saying, hey, I just want to do my thing. Leave me alone. I don't want to really be out there. But you're saying that even folks like that, life changes, be out there, share professionally, build your own personal brand, be known as an expert, be known as thoughtful and really good at your job. And that's going to serve you well, no matter what.
Exactly. Yes. There's no disadvantage to that kind of content. And I think maybe what throws people off is the word personal branding. But again, it doesn't have to mean you're sharing everything that's personal to you. It's just your person, right? It's who you are, what you're good at, what you do. For some people, it takes a more personal turn because they're influencers. For example, maybe, you know, a woman is a new mom or a mom of four kids and her personal brand is designing the ultimate kid-friendly home that is also beautiful and aesthetically pleasing to her and her husband or her partner. So it could be, that might be, that's more personal because the topic that she's choosing to build her brand around is her personal life. But again, the personal branding piece doesn't have to mean it's about your personal life. It's about your person. There's a difference.
Yeah.
As far as the person trying to build their career, I'll give you an example of a client that I'm coaching right now. She graduated from college in COVID, tough time. She got a degree in communications. It's really what she wants to do, but there were no jobs available. So she took a job in HR. And so now it's been 3 years and she really wants to get back to her, you know, original plan. But it's been really difficult to get job interviews because they see HR and they're like, no, this is PR or communications. And so I helped her to, of course, update her resume, use some different language and wording, but also to start thinking about the content she was putting out there around her personal brand. And her challenge is she's in HR, so she has to share things about HR because that's still her job. But she was nervous to step into sharing communications. And I just made the connection between communications and PR as it relates to HR. Everything is communication. So it can still tie into what you're saying, but you're also building that future step to showing your expertise in communications and how it can be used in different areas of business. So that is her personal brand she's trying to build right now is all around being a communications expert and sharing content, sharing comments, and just putting things out there that she hadn't even done before, mostly because she just didn't understand how to make the connection to what she's doing now, that step to what she wants to do in the future. So we talked about messaging, which is a whole nother podcast topic, but, you know, her personal brand is I'm a communications expert. Communications applies to what I'm doing right now, but it also applies to what I want to do in the future.
Yeah. That's a really, really great example. Do you almost feel like in examples like that, people should be thinking about the content that they're putting out on social, at least professionally, as content about where they want to be in the next step? That's what it feels like she's trying to do. She's in HR now and she wants to get into communications or marketing or PR. And she's trying to put out content that demonstrates that she's competent and knowledgeable about the next step. Should we all be thinking about that? Like where do we want to go and be putting out content, sharing ideas around that next thing? Or is that more unique to her situation?
I think it's a personal preference. You know, again, you might step back to that individual contributor who's saying, I'm going to stay right here for 30 years. I'm so happy. So they're not really thinking about that next step as specifically as she is. But there is always a next step. I'll just say that. So my personal opinion, and it's just an opinion, is that you should have that in mind, but not to the detriment of what you're doing today, if that makes sense. So you don't want to... if you're happy in your job and you want to keep the job you're in, you might be thinking about the future 5, 10 years down the road, but and you're building content towards that goal, but you're also sharing content relevant to what you're doing in your employer today. So you're not sacrificing one for the other, if that makes sense. You have to be careful. You don't want your employer to say like, hey, you know, why are you posting about golf all the time? And, you know, so I think it's personal preference, and just always remembering there is a next step. So keeping that in the back of your mind can't hurt.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Let's talk about that other example. Let's talk about the uber ambitious person. Let's say you get a client, personal branding client, and they say, hey, I've got a lot of money, right? I want to invest with you. And I want you to basically be my PR firm, personal PR firm. And I want you to help me build an Uber brand because I want to be CEO in 10 years, right? Maybe they don't want to be an influencer in that sense to make that their career, but they really want to build their own personal brand. They want to hire you to do that or hire a firm to do that. What are these strategies? What's the ultimate embodiment of that personal brand extension? Is it just sharing a few things? Are there bigger strategies? How do you think bigger in terms of personal branding?
Excuse me. I think that the first thing that comes to mind is about being giving. So although the goal is about that person and what they personally want, they've got to build a network. I mean, networking is still everything. That's one of the first lessons my father ever taught me in college. And I think that is still the case. I end up relying on my network all of the time. But what I do in between those times is give, share, promote, celebrate other people. And especially if you're someone who wants to be a leader and a CEO, that's a lesson that you've got to learn early on. So I would say that their focus, if they want to be a CEO and a leader, is to be building a network that's going to help them to get there, but also by giving to that network right now, if that makes sense. So the personal brand is celebrating others' accomplishments. People are going to notice more when your personal brand is very often doing that. And it's not just about you. So again, it goes back to personal branding is about the person. It's not about being selfish or just self-focused. That will never work. You have to be a giving content creator in order to make it resonate, in order to engage. People are going to get tired of just seeing your face all of the time or you talking only about you. Sometimes people do, you know, their brand is, it's always them on camera. And that's fine. But if you listen to what they're saying, they're talking about other people, they're giving other examples of hard work or success stories, etc. So I think that's a big part of building up to that particular example that you said, because that's a leadership role, and a leadership role knows how to give in order to get. So that's kind of a spin-off, I think, of the topic of personal branding. It's more about leadership. But I think a couple of other interesting examples, if you want to think about like why personal brand is important. Martha Stewart, Uber celebrity, right? She has been around for a long time. And for a long time, I think her brand was, I would say, fairly serious. Homemakers, people who wanted beautiful aesthetics, you know, and she seemed like a very serious businesswoman. She was even on The Apprentice with Donald Trump, or I don't remember, but somewhere around that era. And, you know, she was very hardcore. Like she stated women don't, or people don't cry in business. I can't remember if it's women or people, don't quote me, but basically she said there's no crying in business. And then her life changed, right? Because things are always changing, as we talked about, some unexpected things happened. And when social media came around, she was actually one of the earlier adopters to it. And what has happened is she's really created almost a whole new personality through her personal branding with humor. She does all of these things with Snoop Dogg, who actually, I think I mentioned to you, just joined LinkedIn and talked about personal branding about three, four weeks ago, which was so cool to see because he has a personal brand, but he's trying to expand that, kind of like Ryan Reynolds, into being an entrepreneur, not just an artist. And so social media can give you that freedom and open up these avenues of what your personal brand is in a way that never happened before. And so I just think she's an interesting example because she completely changed I'll say her aura or her perception of what her personality was like through building a personal brand on social media.
Wow, two really powerful ideas. I just want to talk about each one of those kind of in turn. The last one that you just talked about is powerful to me because it feels like with Martha Stewart, you know, she could just put stuff out there and she's doing her job and she's got her show and she could let others basically define her. And which it sounds like what you're saying is she's taken a step to say, this is how I want to be perceived. This is how I want to have others define me. And she's taking a step in that direction that, you know, she's creating the persona out there that she wants to be known for. And it feels like that's a lesson for all of us. It feels like it's easy to just do our jobs and let other people decide who, right, what we're all about. But I think what you're saying is that we all have the opportunity to make choices about how we want to be perceived in the way and the way we want, you know, people to know us for different things. And social media gives us the opportunity to do that. So,
right, we can make choices and we can make pivots, and social media gives us that opportunity as well.
Yeah. The other thing I want to explore with you a little bit more is what you said about giving in putting content out there. And it feels like you've touched on something very powerful. And that is what I might call the personal branding paradox. It's the idea that the more you give and serve and help people with content and share ideas and promote other people, the better it is for you. But if you go in with the almost with the attitude that I'm just going to do this to promote and build up myself, that can really backfire. Is that how you kind of see that?
I do. I think it's like just the new way of doing it. You know, when social media first came around, I always likened it. I would do a lot of speeches about how to use social media in business. And I always likened it to the golf course. I know I mentioned golf before. I guess I really want to go play. But, you know, people did business on the golf course. That's where people would meet and they would have lunch. And it would be like they're doing business, but it's also personal. And a lot would happen there. And that can happen in social media, but you have to give your time, just like you have to give your time to go play golf, even if you're not a golfer back in the day. And I think people are more likely to listen to you when they can relate to you, and they can relate to you when you're showing that you relate to them, that you hear them, that you care about what they're working on. One of my favorite examples right now is Jeremiah Owing, who is out in San Francisco. Jeremiah used to be an analyst years and years ago, is how I first met him, because we would pitch him for clients. He was with Forrester Research. He is now kind of pivoting in his own career, and he's really positioning himself as an expert in artificial intelligence. And his content is, yes, about his own pivot and his events that he's doing out west, but more about giving you the tools to understand AI and how to use it in your career right now. And it's just super insightful, super helpful. So he's doing the balance the right way, where he's saying, hey, I'm moving this new direction, but also I'm bringing you along with me. And here's some content to help you understand how this relates to you. So he's just a really beautiful example of that, both giving while building your personal brand. And I encourage you to check him out, and we can put him in the show notes or something, but does that make sense? Like, he's got that balance down.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's really good advice. So if you're new to this idea of personal branding, you're a little shy on social media, you're just kind of starting out in this journey, where do you start? How do you kind of get yourself out there and start to build your own personal brand? What are the first steps people need to be taking?
Yeah, I think the first step is to identify your values. Hold on to those. Those should drive everything that you do. Identify your goals. Are you trying to expand your network, build a network, get a new job, make a career pivot? Do you want to become an influencer? Do you just want to demonstrate your work for that 10 years down the line possibility that we talked about? So understand kind of what you're trying to do by being present and sharing and engaging with others, and let that be your beacon. Your values should be your beacon. And in that, you should strategically try to find an audience that relates to or can be served by those values. I think that also happens naturally as you go, but seek people out that have common needs or interests or keywords that you want to grab attention for. And then, be consistent with your personality type. So if you're going to be the funny, TikTok star, then you're going to be funny across most of your platforms. Even on LinkedIn, there's a way to do that in a reasonable manner. If you're going to be serious, you could throw some humor in there once in a while, but like people come to you for financial advice, for example, right? So you've got to decide kind of what that personality type is and be consistent so you can be memorable, because when you're inconsistent, it's harder to remember a brand. And the other thing is to be sincere with your times, be sincere with what you're giving. Don't say, call me anytime, and then never have time for people. So be sincere with the engagement that you're offering. And then adapt the content that you're sharing to each platform. People use different platforms in different ways and for different reasons. As I had mentioned, TikTok is a lot of entertainment, but it's also a selling platform. Snapchat is, very quick kind of disappearing messages, although there's also a lot of, I'll say, entertaining to a certain audience videos on there. There's a lot of Karen content on there. So, you got to decide if that's the platform that you want to be on and curate your platforms as thoughtfully as you're curating your content. And that will bring you the right audience that will help you reach your goals.
Yeah, really good advice. I have one other question that I want to explore with you, and I know we're running out of time, but I want to explore just the difference between building a personal brand and kind of being an influencer. Because we see, lots of influencers have emerged, can be a very profitable business model for some, and they're kind of going all the way into being a personal celebrity. So what do you see as the difference between those two things, personal branding and kind of being an influencer? Or is it really the same thing in different degrees?
I don't think it's the same thing exactly. I think you could start out building a personal brand and become an influencer. Influencers are really more focused on working with brands for profit, where personal brand is just about, again, who you are, your walking resume and Rolodex and network that could touch upon that in ways, but isn't directly about selling. Influencers are selling something. And whether it's an idea, whether it's a belief, whether it's a product, they are very focused on getting you to adopt that thing. And like celebrities, it might not be 100% transparent that they're really using that hair product. Do you know what I mean? So they're paid to do certain things, which is much different than building your personal brand organically.
Yeah, that's really helpful. Well, Christine, it's been a great conversation. You clearly have a lot of expertise and experience with PR and with branding. And I'm sure this conversation is going to help a lot of people get to where they want to go. So thank you for sharing all that.
Thank you so much. I just want to throw one more thing out, which is, as a boss, don't be afraid of employees building personal brands. I wanted to say that as well. So,
yeah, good thoughts. So if people want to get in touch with you and learn more about you or your services, what's the best way to connect with you?
These days it's probably LinkedIn, which is just Christine Perkett. I have a private Instagram, so it's C Perkett. And I am on X, although I don't use it that much anymore. And that's MISSUSP, Mrs. P, but it links to everything else. Or you can just go to ChristinePerkett.com and that has everything right there.
Perfect. Well, thanks again, Christine. Great to talk to you again.
Thanks for inviting me.
All right.
I appreciate it so much. Have a great day. Thank you.
Thank you.